This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu, and you're listening to Open for Business. Now, when I travel, I tend to look forward to the food I'll try when I get to my destination. It's not often that I look forward to the food during my journey on the airplane itself, but for AirAsia, Santan, and T&Co, the in-flight food has found such a demand that Catherine Goh is now spearheading the opening of ASEAN's first fast food digital restaurant franchise in Mid Valley. So she's in the studio with me to talk all about it, starting with her 5-year career at AirAsia. So you started off as a network charter and fleet planner, and now you're regional head of in-flight retail as well as general manager of T&Co Coffee. Tell me about how you managed to rise so quickly. And it's quite varied as well. The journey has been quite varied.
It is. Good morning, Frida. My name is Catherine. So yes, it's been 5-6 long years in AirAsia. Started as a network and charter planner, basically to explore which new markets to fly, AirAsia should fly to, and manage the profitability of the P&L. Then, of course, move on to Tony's office to be his EA. He has been grooming me, grilling me every day. And then when there is a opening in the in-flight department, he was like, hey, Catherine, why don't you try to take over the positions and to rebrand Santan with the visions in mind that one day we want to open our first fast food restaurant.
Okay.
Right. So there I am today. Yeah, it's a fast track.
Okay.
So thank Tony, because he really gives the people opportunity in the company to grow.
Right. So when he said we're going to do fast food, what did you have to say initially?
Initially, I was like, I just keep that in mind. Okay, have that visions, but never really really thinking and doing it. That time was just focusing on rebranding Santan and, of course, to achieve the One AirAsia objectives to standardize the product, the price, and the menu throughout AirAsia group airlines.
Mm. Okay, so now starting this, right? Before AirAsia, did you have any F&B experience?
Not really. That's why I thanked Tony enough. When he told me to take away, I was like, are you seriously? I don't have any experience. Then he'll be like, groom you enough.
Okay.
Go do it.
Right. Yeah. So this is quite interesting, right? Because it's the food that we find available on the plane.
Mm.
And of course, now you package it into a restaurant and all that. What are some of the differences? It's not, it's like you pre-order your food and then you get your food. You know the process, right? Here, is it similar in that sense? But now you have to take care of people a little bit more.
Correct. Mm. That's why fast food, right? So when it comes to fast food concept, it's really minimal table service. When it's taking care of people more, I would believe in the aircraft that the services is more compared to on ground, because in the aircraft, it's captive audience. Mm-hmm. The cabin crew really take care of you, making the eye contact and stuff. But on ground, when we say it's digital restaurants, how we enable that is through the buying journey.
Okay.
Meaning that you can buy throughout on your phone.
Okay.
And on the self-order kiosk. But of course, with people element, for people who are not that tech-savvy, you can go to the cashier to purchase the food as well.
Okay.
But as much as we can, we want to digitize the journey, because we believe with digitizations, we capture the data and then we can make the business more efficient. Huh. Yes.
So it's already open in Mid Valley.
It's opening soon.
Opening soon. So it's going to be like, how big is that space?
It's 3,200 square feet.
And as much as possible, it's automated.
Correct.
Okay, this is going to be interesting. Huh? I mean, to watch this happening in a restaurant as well. What are the options available in terms of the food items?
Of course, the signature one, because we have got so much curious, so much people who wants to take away our food, like the Pad Nasi Nasi Lemak, Uncle Chin Chicken Rice, the biryani. Of course, we are expanding the menu to like other ASEAN cuisines, such as the chicken in our south from Philippines, the pho from Vietnam, and other Indonesian dishes and Thai dishes as well.
Okay, so when you say it's a digital restaurant, there's automation, but there's also AI and facial recognition.
Correct.
How?
Yes. So in terms of facial recognitions, it's in the pipeline, but in our office, there is a pilot run because in AirAsia office, if you have been, we actually use faces to kind of give you access into the office.
Mm.
So we can tap on the same technology and same access. Hence, in the office, it's POC. But then in outside of the restaurants, we need to tack on the e-wallet that provides the facial recognition payment to enable that. And that's why that is in the pipeline. In terms of AI, artificial intelligence, how do we want to do that? Is that when we collect data, we can understand the customer's purchase behavior, then we can recommend and upsell and also to cross-sell what you like and what we think you will like before you even realize that the artificial intelligence menu.
Okay, yeah. So in an article of Marketing Interactive, right, Tony, I say Tony like I know him, Tan Sri Tony said that the ultimate aim for the machines is for them to interact with kitchen equipment like blenders, whisks, and even knives and hobs. Do we have a projected timeline for this level of automation, though?
Actually, we are working on a robotic kitchen with universities in Malaysia. So, of course, it depends on the menu and stuff. Then it would, you know, we can predict the timeline better when we have a firm menu and how the robotic kitchen actually interacts to make that product profile, the taste profile. Yes.
You know, when I look at this, how would you classify yourself? Would you classify yourself as F&B? Would you classify yourself as technology? You know what I mean? Ultimately, is it still F&B and using technology to enhance that experience?
I think it's F&B, of course. I'm a product person. I believe in good products. Technology is, we powered by technologies and data. So we have no intention to disrupt the F&B industry because good food is everywhere. Affordable pricing is everywhere. What we really want is to use the data and the technology to maximize the potentials of a business.
Okay, so you were talking about how you're going to go through with the facial payment, right? So the next technological element is the ordering system using digital kiosks. Similar to the ones at McDonald's, add an element for camera that will scan your face for payment processing. Are we jumping the gun by jumping, you know, like going straight to facial payment even when other food restaurants haven't even gone fully cashless yet?
I think there is education process to make. And as I say, right, an e-wallet, let's say BigPay, needs to go on Faces payment. Then only we can tap on it.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So, and will there be other alternative payment processes, you know, like, you know, technology, it can not work. What happens then?
That's why we encourage the purchase on mobile instead of a self-order.
Right.
Because if it's on mobile, then you actually save your face on your phone.
Right.
Not on the card, right?
Okay.
Hence, yeah.
So the idea is that I can order my phone, so by the time I get there, the food is ready.
Yes, correct.
Oh.
So imagine you're stuck in a meeting and you need a coffee.
Right.
So you can just order on your phone.
Yeah.
And then when you arrive, your coffee is ready for you at the time you selected. So we even let you select the time on when you actually want to pick up your coffee.
Okay. And of course, ultimately, there's also going to be delivery sources as well. Okay. We're going to talk a little bit about the look and feel of the place, whether it looks like you're about to embark on a plane or not. We'll find out in just a moment. I'm here with Catherine Goh from AirAsia, Santam and Tea & Co. You're listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Begin Free Malaysia. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. We're talking about food. Interesting conversation I'm having with Catherine Goh. She's part of AirAsia's Santan and Tea & Co. And they're starting ASEAN's first fast food digital restaurant franchise in Mid Valley. Opening soon. No date yet.
December.
No particular date, nah? Mm. Okay, we'll see how it all works. And now, what is that experience when I get in there? Does it feel like I'm about to take a flight or a completely new thing?
No, it's actually welcoming,
okay. Cozy.
Of course, with ASEAN elements. Mm. But because we are fast food, we don't want to, like, you know, bam, a lot of ASEAN decorations and stuff like that. Because when we want to do fast food and franchise, we must make it affordable for franchisee to sign up with us. Mm. Hence, it would be minimalist, but with ASEAN elements and welcoming. That is
okay.
The promise.
And the idea actually behind this is you've gone straight into a franchise model to encourage franchisees.
Yes.
Okay, and he has a vision of helping entrepreneurs, potential entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm.
We want to create more entrepreneurs. That's why what we want to disrupt is actually the franchise industry to make it much more affordable for people to own their business, right? So when we give them the business, we teach them how to rent it, it. We teach them how to operate it, how to manage the P&L and so on and so forth with affordable sign-up fees.
Where's the interest coming from? Is it from the Klang Valley? Is it from a lot from overseas?
Yes, a lot from overseas, especially in Australia, Indonesia, Philippines.
Okay.
Because really the demand and the products demands are there.
Mm.
Of course, there's a lot in Klang Valley as well.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I'm sure like in Australia, there are a lot of Malaysians there who want their Malaysian, ASEAN food, largely Malaysian food, and they're able to do that right now. Okay. What else? Okay. The next stage, the facial recognition, so you use machine learning to figure out consumers' meal preferences, you were saying, food consumption patterns, and even send personalized promotions. So how fast do you think this will happen though, this rollout of this availability?
In the, once we open, we collect enough data.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we analyze, I think in the next 3 to 6 months.
Okay, you're talking about how this will help with waste reduction. How so?
Because let's say if we have a demographic data, we know that Klang Valley people like this, let's say in Bangsa area, people like this kind of food. So we can actually stock up more of this and reduce the others.
Mm.
Hence, not like other restaurants when you do not have visibilities on what sells better at what time of the day, including the seasonal factors,
right.
Then you stock up everything.
Okay.
And that's where the wastage comes in, right?
Okay.
So if we can better predict the demand, then of course the wastage will be reduced.
So from the get-go, the idea is to use technology to know where, you know, people in Mid-Valley like to have this, people
Correct.
In Vietnam don't like to have certain things.
Correct.
Okay. Now, you're also looking at sustainability through eco-friendly recyclable packaging.
Yes.
Right.
So Tony is a big fan. In fact, AirAsia Group is an advocate of green initiatives. So everything that we use, we try as hard to make it sustainable for the environment. So when we talk about sustainability, it's not just for the business, but also for community, for people and for the environment. We might not be going 100% eco-friendly because we need to make the food affordable, but we definitely keeping that in mind. The moment we have that options, we will go on it.
Okay, so what are you starting with?
So in terms of like the utensils, we making it bioplastic.
Okay.
Or in terms of the food box is a paper box, so on and so forth.
Okay, so we're going to start with that way. And I guess in the future, what else do you see in terms of sustainability?
To go 100%, because a lot of the so-called eco-friendly, it's not really 100% eco-friendly. And hopefully at the wastage collection part,
I see.
You know, people can segregate it better.
Okay.
And that would really greatly help to make it more sustainable for the environment. Because when you dump the food and the packaging all together into the bin and no one is segregating it, that actually defeat the purpose.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the whole idea, we got to train people to, you know, the whatever leftovers food put in one side.
Correct.
And then, okay. So that's why when you talk about sustainability, it's not just a packaging, the cutlery, you know, obviously no straws
no plastic bag. We use paper bag.
Okay, yeah. So that sort of thing. But then separation of waste as well is so important.
Correct.
I think that's one element we always forget,
yes.
Right, that we don't take care of. You know, you were saying that you plan to do this at franchise. Can we talk about the fees at the moment or what for people who are keen to know more?
We guarantee it's affordable.
Okay.
In terms of the fixed fee, we will review soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So by December, we'll know.
Yes.
Okay. And then you're affordable and my affordable is very different. You're affordable and Tan Sri Tony Fernandez affordable is also very different.
No, we are low-cost carrier, so we make sure it's affordable.
Okay. So so that's one thing people can get more information. The other thing is like if you took a look at next year's goals or projections, how many of these do you see happening?
So next year, we ourselves will own up to like 5 stores, but in the next 2 to 3 or 3 to 5 years, we aim to have 100 restaurants and cafe in Malaysia.
Right.
And then, of course, in the meantime, we aim to go to New York and London.
So next year, you were saying 5, right?
Yes, next year, our own.
5 of your own, right?
Yes.
Okay, and of course, people who are interested as well. When you say 5 of your own, I guess it's beyond the Klang Valley.
Yes, course. Okay.
And the main cities as well, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the projection for next year. It's a very exciting journey for you, I guess, and also AirAsia and what they're up to. we've been speaking about Santan and T&Co. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station. We'll be right back.